Welcome to Hammer Down! I am Tony Diggs.
And baby's
home. Bubba Gumpino is a Canadian station. She's a beer wonder.
G'day, Tony.
That's Bruce Brown.
What's going on, dude?
Going on, dude. Emmett, how are we?
Hey, what's up, Tony? Would be better if you weren't fucking yelling at me earlier.
Oh, my God.
I did. I just had to just tell that guy the fucking show started. That's all I said.
What's up, dude?
Get to it, Tony.
We need to work on this camera.
What?
No. Cut. Look at the TV when they cut to it.
Yeah, it's not like
cut to the
different.
Nope.
So it's a different like. I don't know. He like programmed all these fucking cameras, and then every single one of them is a different.
Yeah, but it's
lighting setting.
You see it on the screen.
What are you guys doing in here so early?
Yeah, what are you doing in here?
What are you doing?
You know,
some cool shades. I had to come and check them out.
Yeah, duh. I just first had to say, you know.
You really fucked us last night.
The Bruins, look, the Bruins. They love winning at home. They love the roar of a crowd, but they know what they love more? The silence of an away crowd.
Fair. Okay?
True.
So that is why they didn't feel like doing that. To say the boys let some boys down would be a disservice to when people actually have boys that get let down. That was crushing. I'm pretty pissed. I think you go Olmark 6 and then you see how that goes.
Okay.
Olmark also doesn't have a win. No, never mind. No, Swayman won game one. I'm not panicking. I'm pissed though. I'm pissed. Like, yeah. I am shoot pissed.
That was a significant amount of change.
And
you also don't want to waste any games with the Panthers getting fresher.
Yeah, but I'm 50-50 on that.
Oh, you don't care?
Just because, especially in hockey playoffs, I feel any playoffs, NBA too.
You think you
like the team that has that massive layoff sometimes that fucks them.
Right.
So like I'm not too worried about that, but I'm just pissed on the fucking effort that they gave out there, especially to start. And Marshy's fucking doing everything he can. But again, we're here to talk about tonight. And that's Boston Celtics.
Baby. Okay.
Okay. The Garden's back open tonight, gentlemen.
We're gonna close it out or what?
Yeah, it's back to back nights in the Garden. I feel so good about tonight. I feel so good about tonight that if you're listening to this, you should probably bet on the Heat. That's how good I feel. Too good. But still, I think you go back to the Derek White train, take him
another 20. One?
Yeah, take him 20. So I bet worst thing ever.
Guy was unconscious.
Worst thing ever on Monday night, Saturday. Whenever game three was, I took Derek White 6 threes in the Celtics to win, and he didn't do shit.
And then
I look at the book last night, and I see the same bet. I'm like, I can't. I'm not going to do it tonight. It's like plus fucking 1,400. So to say that I'm pissed about that too.
He also dunked on someone twice in that
game. Oh, yeah.
He's fucking unbelievable.
He is.
And that's why the JJ Redick stuff about him not being on the top 100 players in the NBA, like you kind of have to. Boom, right there on the front page of ESPN Bet.
Are
we seeing green with Derek White?
The Celtics
White?
Win by 15 plus 525.
Is it a seeing green boost or?
The basket is huge boost.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
What a name.
Love it. I love it.
What a name.
That's the pick. That's the pick.
Yeah.
The basket is huge boost.
Did that McParty
bet? Yeah, that hit.
Did that hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, always
does. I think that was the game for sure.
And then you got anything Clippers Dallas or no?
Everyone, I'm rooting for the Clips kind of openly.
Okay.
I like the Clips getting 3 at home myself.
Yeah, I would go Harden assists this game, though. Go Harden 12 assists.
Oh, okay.
Paul George probably 30.
Oh.
Ooh, PG 30.
Yeah. Maybe Zubac 16 rebounds as well.
He's been playing good.
Rebounds. Yeah.
He's been playing good.
All right.
Zubac. His dog. Hammer down.
Thank you, brother.
Sorry about last night again, boys.
Hey, look, happens.
It's not your fault.
That's for us, bro.
Back.
You weren't.
It's kind of Marshy's fault.
Fucking say anything like that ever again. It's not his fucking fault.
Guy got dummied by a ref.
It's not his fucking fault. He got blindsided by a guy that's not allowed to fucking do that.
By a fucking zebra, dude.
He got blindsided because when you look at a ref, you don't prepare because the ref's just coming over to say, "Hey, fucking keep it easy, boys. Keep it easy." He's not ready. Went down very hard.
Guy got
fuck
dummied.
That ref.
He got dummied by a ref.
Feels
like a strong wind could have brought him down.
Fuck that zebra, man.
Fuck that ref. Like that. Fuck that. Come in here, cameraman! Fuck that! And fuck that ref.
I say when the series is over.
And it's over in game 6 in Toronto. Hammer time!
Goodbye, brother.
Bruins!
You didn't have to turn the mic that way.
Yeah, I appreciate
felt appropriate.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm all right.
At least your team didn't let everyone down last night.
Well, I mean, my picks did.
Did they?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I think
we got the Carolina 1.5. But
we never asked you again.
We made all these bets, and then we said the other thing was going to happen, and then
turns out.
You know, we said the Preds were going to win, and we took the Cougars.
Yep, that gut, that feeling in your plums, you got to try.
Tonight in the NHL is pretty easy, in my opinion.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got a Stars Coils Moneyline Parlay.
I'm going Vegas. They're turning to 8 mil. This has seemed to be a Road Warrior series.
The Hillmeister?
Let's see.
Guy's probably pretty rusty.
In hell.
Maybe.
He was rusty last year, and he came in and won the cup.
No,
see what he's got.
He's cooking.
I like the value. It's plus money.
Long
and then, boy, I'm tempted to flirt with the Kings plus 1.5.
Really?
But I will just do Coils in reg. Coils in 60 minus 125, please. Thank you. Good luck.
Good day. I say good day.
Good day.
Okay.
Sir. I say good day.
I'm also announcing my Stanley Cup champion.
Oh, you
name them.
Welcome to the Rangers train, brother.
No, I'm not ready. I'll wait.
Yeah, because you know it's Matt Rampy.
Let me see what happens tonight.
East or West?
West.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I think no matter what, it's going to be the West.
If they win tonight.
Maybe. Tonight. If they win.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Aiden Hill bullshit.
Tony's going to pick the Oilers.
Are you on it?
Coil and 60 and... So, funny story about this series.
I'm here.
I bet on Dallas. They lost. Mm-hmm. I stopped betting on them. They won.
You should sit out then.
There you go. See you later.
Fair
smart.
Play.
Yep.
Smart.
I like the Stars at home. I think the momentum keeps rolling their way.
Man, it would be nice.
It would be nice.
It's hard to change, Mo, once you get it.
But it does always.
You need a loud barn, though.
What's the line on this one?
160.
Yeah.
For the Stars?
Yeah.
It's annoying, like, sports psychology thing, how, like, once that mode does go your way, how teams start feeling comfortable and then letting the other team back in it.
True.
I did this the other night, a little cross-sport parlay.
Wow.
I took the Stars. It was two nights ago, so I took the Stars, and then I'm pretty sure it was Oklahoma City to close out. Yeah, that was the
same. Are you going cross tonight or what?
Are you cross-sports tonight?
I'll probably...
what do you do with the Celtics? I mean, 14.
See, I don't like. Yeah,
I like the Heat to cover. I do.
I like the Heat to cover plus 14, and then I also like the over of the entire game. It's at 200, basically. Not basically, it's at 200. So, going over is really the play. I mean, 200 fucking points, dude. Like, yeah, that does happen sometimes. I get it. NBA playoffs. There's more defense allegedly, but like. There's really not, so I like both.
There is. There is.
This Clippers-Mavs series has been very good.
It has.
Yeah.
Scoring is
sad. This number, the over of the 209 on the Mavs-Clippers series, I think that's more fairly priced. I do lean a little bit closer to the over, but I love the Clippers getting 3 tonight. I do think that they actually win and take control of the series here. It's at home. Like, they have their guys. Kawhi's playing. He's kind of gotten the rust off, so I think the Clippers are really the play. So I'll probably take them plus the 3, and then add little Dallas Stars into the parlay. See if I can get some little spice.
Maybe
some baseball picks.
I don't really have anything in the NBA tonight. I actually lean Dallas.
Ooh. That is how the series.
I like the way that Kyrie is playing basketball right now.
Yeah, I like the way.
But I worry about Luka's health.
Adebayo is playing basketball. I think he's the without KP. Keeps it a little bit interesting, and they just cover 14 and then lose.
Okay.
Ooh. Don't sleep on fucking Big Al in the starting lineup, brother.
What I am doing.
Never forget Big Al.
Where's the Time Lord?
You got traded to Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
How about I think the Celtics are 21-4 without Porzingis this year.
Never forget Big Al went and fleeced the Sixers for a bag and then just came right back.
Didn't something happen? He got the yips in some way?
Bro, he like.
No, he just.
Was that Andre? Was that Andre Drummond?
They are good.
He just knew he was a.
So you're 21-4
Celtic
point.
At heart, bro.
They are a good basketball team because that would make them 46-15 with them.
Yep. What I am doing, and I've been really, really close on a couple of these. Just I've been off by like one leg on a couple of them. Mm-hmm. A plus 2,900 parlay. We got Tyler Herro's over. It's 20.5. We got 25 plus Bam. 25 plus Jaylen Brown. Caleb Martin plus 3 threes. We got Bam over on his rebounds, 10.5. And then we got Big Al Horford over on his rebounds, 7.5.
Ooh, a lot of boards for Big Al tonight.
A lot of boards.
Someone's got to get plays under the rim, brother.
Wait, Big Al's under the weather?
No, he plays.
No, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
What?
Just
he was under the weather. I was like, oh shit. I put him in there because Porzingis not playing. I think he'd play more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
It's fucking Big Al, bro.
Just to touch it a little. Hats off to the Sixers. Great, great dub. Tyrese Maxey is an incredible player.
Okay.
It was a sobering loss.
He's been playing very good this series.
It is crazy as a Knicks fan, you get caught in this fever dream. And then the second that happens, somebody comes into Madison Square Garden and just hits you with some last second heroics, and you just remember who you are, that you're wearing orange and blue. Like those Mets.
Boy, Mitchell Robinson doing?
Terrible play by Mitch.
And then that third.
I mean, obviously you should foul Maxey, but he fucking crossed that court and pulled up. In a split second, he crosses half court and shoots. So it's like, what do you want us to do?
Everybody's shitting on that, or the no foul. It's like, they kind of were trying.
The guy pulled up from fucking almost 30, half.
Yeah, it was 35 feet. And like, great play by them to have Joel Embiid set a pick that high. But yeah, you know, I am confident. The two concerns for me, one, Dante DiVincenzo needs to be our second leading scorer for us to actually be like a real contender threat without Julius Randle as our second leading scorer. Like, we can't be banking on Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, and kind of, you know, the funky bunch. Like, Dante needs to give us more than like 3 for 14 or whatever he's been putting up every game. And the second thing, we are at that nexus point with the New York Knicks, which happens with the Rangers almost every offseason as well, where everybody's priced out now. So now MSG's just filled with suits. You could feel it last night, the lack of juice. You could just smell it. So that's bad. But on the positive side, the tickets in Philly are cheap and everybody will Amtrak down there and still be mulligans.
Still up 3-2, brother.
Still up 3-2.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Also, good. Josh Hart, you probably should like hit your free throws. Sure.
Well,
that happens to everybody. Brunson missed one as well.
Okay. Major League Baseball.
The MLB.
Thought I was going to hit a big one last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Started out.
Yeah, we got some shit coming up.
5 in a row to start the night. I think ended up 5-4.
Fuck.
Lost a couple fifth inning ones.
That Blue Jays Royals series is eating me alive.
Yeah, that one hurt. Tony, you were right.
Which one?
Last night. Royals. I told you were wrong.
Yeah, he was.
You were right.
Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. And that's gambling.
Twins are down 3-2 to the White Sox.
Let's talk about the...
it's been a hard-fought series.
Buccos are in Oakland. In Oakland, you know, absolute fucking dogs.
They are.
They're them. Ross Stripling's on the mound versus Quinn Priester. I will take nothing.
Yeah, I'm out.
I like the Buccos. I mean, you got to...
Gotta get one.
Bit of a must.
The Sale Man, Chris Sale, is on the mound. Having a great season for the Braves in Seattle.
Decent.
Against Emerson Hancock. Come on. You got to love Sale.
I mean,
I'll take Braves first 5 money line.
Who's this guy going for the Mariners?
Emerson Hancock?
I've never... Castillo's found it.
He's not Chris Sale, I'll tell you that.
I would have bet $1 million that this guy's name was Mitt. Mitt Hancock.
Be
a good fuck.
The Mariners' ERA in the last 17 games is 1.97, I believe I saw somewhere. I'm out, though.
Okay.
I'd love to back the Mariners here, but I don't know about Mr. Hancock.
Okay.
I like the Braves at 175, but above 180, it feels like we're pushing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, it's still 0-0. I do like the Royals. It started at 3 again today, live.
Wheeler goes against Sandoval, who really good.
Angel's dead. It's over.
I will take Philly's full game run line. Trout's hurt again.
Phillies anyway you can get them.
Any way you can get them.
Yeah,
a bit of a broken back spot there, or a torn meniscus spot, if you will.
Potentially.
Jesus.
Graham Ashcraft is going for Cincy against fucking Joe Musgrove.
Oh, Joey.
I will gladly take the Reds first 5.5.
I mean, we've talked about this a million times. It's fucking Musgrove and the Dads first 5 money line. Yep.
No, I'm with you, Tony. I absolutely love the Red Legs first 5.5 here.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Louis Gill goes against Corbin Byrne.
Oh.
I like the matchup. I like teams. I'm going to stay away.
Orioles first 5 money line.
Yeah. I mean,
they've Krem fucking buried your boys, dude.
Yeah, what bothers me is like when you're watching the Knicks and then you see like Juan Soto pimp a homer and the MLB tweeted out, you're like, oh, fuck yeah. And then you check and it's 4-2 and we lost. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Happened with Connor Joe last night, too.
Oh,
yeah, Connor Joe did go yard last
night. Yeah, no one else did.
Yeah, wait, what was Kremer saying? He was like, I don't like how Juan Soto stared into my soul after pimping that thing.
I think he was just saying he flopped his sack all over the Yankees lineup is what he said.
Anybody want anything? Anybody want to go back to the well on Colorado and the Marlins?
Nah, who's throwing?
Dakota Hudson and Rodri Munoz. So that's no for me.
Dakota Hudson, he was good at one point, wasn't he, or no?
Years ago.
Yeah, with the Cardinals?
Well, yep, that's who I was going to say.
Yep,
I'm on. Few moons ago.
You're on the rocks.
You know who Dakota Hudson reminds me of?
What?
Who?
Dakota Hudson reminds me of Phil Hughes a bit.
Okay. Phil Hughes. I can see it. Shota Imanaga goes against Jose Buto. I will jump back on the Cubbies again. First 5 money line, please.
Yesterday I said I was done with the series. I'm not. Give me the Cubbies.
Yeah, I love the Cubs too. That a bit of a stud.
Giants go against Boston. Boston was one of the easy ones yesterday. Miller goes against Cutter Crawford tonight. I didn't handicap this game because I don't think Giants had a starter yet, so I got nothing.
I got Red Sox first 5 money line. 6 MLB leading, 6 shutout for the Red Sox last night.
Nice. Yep. Nice. Really good.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Pretty impressive with our fucking injury list and not spending any money at all. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how many times the Yankees have been shut out. We might end up the leaders in that.
Washington is still in Texas. Give me the Nats first 5.5.
Yeah, what happened to our prince here, Bruce?
I tell you what, Hunter Brown fucking got a W yesterday. I'm pretty
Heen Dog?
Yeah, he's struggling.
Heen Dog's waiting for a nice humid day in July. Texas.
Might have it
to turn pretty back, humid in Texas.
To turn back the clock. Yeah, but it's got to really set in.
So you guys on the Nats with me or
no? No, I'm not. I will not be. No.
Okay.
Good luck, though.
Tristan McKenzie goes against Verlander. Nothing for me.
Astros for 5 money line. Verlander's on the bump. That's just how it goes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then Yamamoto goes against Jordan Montgomery. I want nothing there.
Wasn't that yesterday?
Yamamoto's a tough handicap.
That was yesterday.
Maybe they're going again because of a 2-hour delay.
The bees, brother.
Still won that bet. Who pitched?
I don't know.
I didn't watch a damn thing.
Probably Miller.
Sure.
I had to guess.
Oh, they hit a walk-off bomb, actually. D-backs. I'm on Gumbo again. First 5.5.
Okay.
Yep.
But Gumbo, Montgomery.
The Dodgers had like a rain delay too this year, which they never have.
Wow.
So that's 2 delays for them.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It is.
Braves first 5 money line. Phillies full game run line. Reds first 5.5. Cubs first 5 money line. And the Nats first 5.5.
All first 5. Phillies money line. Dad's money line. Orioles money line. Cubs money line. Stros money line. D-backs plus a half.
I'm on the Royals.
Royals.
Live right now, the Buccos with 2 C's, the Braves, the Reds, and the Cubs.
Buccos with 2 C's, correct.
Well said.
How's Chomps?
0-0 right now.
0-0.
What did that end up yesterday?
2-2. Yeah. Deuce. We was play again.
Only missed on...
Every from the spot.
Jude Bellingham walked up and talked some shit to him, which I liked.
So Vinny went to the spot, not Jude.
Yeah, that was
Vinny had a good game.
Yeah,
Vinny did.
They'll run away with that thing at home against Bayern for sure.
Okay.
43 goals in 43 games this year for Harry Kane.
It would be sweet to be in Europe at a pub at night for the Champions League.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
You know what's better?
That's on my bucket.
You know what's even better? At a pub around 3 p.m. Memorial Day weekend for Champions League final in the U.S.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Boston bar I went to that was an England bar for Euros.
Euros, sweet.
Fucking scenes.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Germany.
Copa's 50 days away, I think.
Headed to Frankfurt in it.
Euros,
in it. Mitt, you want to send us out of here?
Tomorrow I just got you're good. Spurs, double chance versus Chelsea.
Ooh.
And Leverkusen, draw no bet versus Roma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mitt.
I feel like Dali and Roma.
Oh, Tony, I got something for you. Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, you don't lose if you get knocked down. You lose if you stay down. Muhammad Ali.
Good quote.
That is.
Of all the Muhammad Ali quotes, that might be the worst one.
Bruce.
He has some great ones.
That was pretty good.
I think it's a good one.
That is good.
The worst one.
Sometimes you do lose if you get knocked down.
No.
If you get knocked down. If you get knocked down and you don't knock your opponent down at all, bet you the judges might.
Yeah, but you still get back up.
Yeah. Right. Or if you get knocked down and you don't get up again.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. If you don't get up again, if you stay down, you always lose.
Is that Smash Mouth by way of?
Yes. Yeah. By way.
That's on Smash Mouth.
The best Muhammad Ali quote is the folks didn't know when they laid down their money that they.
That was Chumbawamba.
Okay. Get it right.
That was Chumbawamba you were singing, Bruce.
They came to see the total.
They get knocked down, but I get up again, and they're never going to keep me down.
Smash Mouth, Chumbawamba, All Star versus.
Let's not do that again. Show some fucking respect to Chumbawamba, please.
We're going to have to. Good luck.
God bless.